The mental consciousness cannot appear from out of nowhere. It cannot appear from completely different things, such as like the elements or our present physical bodies, because the two are very different. Just as like the rice will not grow from the wheat will not grow from the rice. To grow the rice, you need the rice seed. To grow the wheat, you need the wheat seed. So similarly, our mental consciousness cannot rise from such as like the elements, because the elements are like such as like the physical body, because the body is something that we can see, we can feel, we can describe its particular shape, particular colors. But the mental consciousness is something very different, that it is you can't touch, you can't describe in its particular shape or the colors. So the mental consciousness has to rise from its own same kind of continuity. And so therefore, one of the wonders of the life is that it has no beginning. It is from the beginningless time. Beginningless time, the samsara has no beginning. You know, it's been all the time. It's from the beginningless time. So from the beginningless time until now that we are in the samsara. There's no such like the number of years or the number of eons, a number of lives that we've been. It's from the countless lifetimes, the countless eons, the countless the periods of time that we are in the samsara. And so therefore, we have taken every different forms, the human forms, animals forms, devas forms, hungry ghost forms, hell realms forms, and also that every time that we have become, we have taken the physical body, of course we have to have parents. To have the physical body, we need the parents. And so in this way, one way or another, that every sentient being have actually become our very dear parents, very dear mother, and very dear father, and very dear relatives, and very dear friends. So that this most hated enemy also, in reality, actually one's own mother, but due to the change of life that we do not recognize and we see as an enemy, because we did not pay the kindness, we did not pay back the kindness and the benefit and the kindness that mother has given to us, we did not pay back. So we we still are sort of in debt. We have enormous debt to pay this kindness and the benefit. And so now the mother, one's very dear mother, or the one's very dear father, and one's very dear relatives and so on, appearing in the form of enemies, asking for the debts. And so therefore, if we did not practice compassion, if we still look as enemies, and if we try to harm, then the result is that continuous sufferings for oneself and continuous sufferings for the others. When the hatred from both sides, the hatred, if the two hatreds are clashes, of course then the result is very, very harmful. And when we are free from all the unfavorable conditions, and when we have all the necessary conditions, favorable conditions, then it is very important to utilize this golden opportunity. And the best way to utilize this opportunity is to conquer our defilements, to conquer our hatred, to conquer our desire, and to conquer our ignorance. If one could conquer the defilements, and then such person is the bravest, such person is the real hero that one could call. Because no outside enemy can send us to the hell realms. But our own mental hatred to our enemies, not only to the harmful to the others, but it will cause us, the hatred will send us to the lowest hell realms, where one have to suffer sufferings, enormous amount of sufferings, that the unimaginable amount of sufferings. So the no outside enemy can do such damage as our own inner mind, the hatred can do. So therefore, this time, instead of destroying the outside enemy, that we must destroy our worst enemy, which is our own hatred, through the practice of compassion. When you have the weapon of compassion, then one can destroy whatever kind of the defilements or the hatred that one could destroy. So we must think of the reason that why we have to develop our compassion to our worst enemy. Is because in reality, this most hated enemy is also a mother, one's own very dear mother, one's own very dear father. That also not, so therefore, it is number one, that therefore we must practice compassion. One should not have the hatred. Instead of hatred, we must develop a genuine compassion to the most hated enemy. Secondly, not only that it is important to practice, because the second reason is not only that the one's most hated enemy is one's very dear mother, but that also not one time, but many, 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 many lifetimes. And so the second reason is that many lifetimes, not only one lifetime, many, many lifetimes, this enemy has been our one's own mother. And every time this enemy become mother, given so much love, so much care, and given so much protection from and saved from many dangerous situations. And so for that reason that we need to practice the compassion. And the third reason, that every time that this enemy have become our mother, that have given us so much benefit, as much benefit as our present mothers have given. Our present mothers have given, first of all, this precious body, this precious life. Without the mother, we can't have this life. Without the mother, we can't have this body. Without the mother, we can't be survived. Without the mother, that we can't be as a grown-up human being. Without the mother, that we do not have the opportunity to practice dharma. So that actually it is said that the mother is the first guru in the life, is the one's own mother, is the very first guru. Because the mother has given us the life, the physical body, and because when we were first born, if mothers did not look, of course we will not be survive. It is difficult, there's no way to survive.